a little royalty in our studio this morning. You're all nervous when I say that. Let me do this for you. Get that right there. Sarah Barnes, who is the Miss Teen Butte County, is in the studio with us this morning. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's good to be here.
And she is dressed to the nines. I am telling you, you didn't have to dress up for me, but you did.
Hey, it's part of the uniform. I got to be in a crown and a sash and a dress.
You're looking good today. So you are the reigning Miss Teen Butte County, and you're only reigning for a couple of more months now, right?
I know. It's been quite a ride. I think I've put more miles on my mom's car than anyone that I've ever known. Over the year, I was crowned in August at the county fair, and I've been Miss Teen Butte County. And pretty soon I'm going to give it my crown in August again. And since from there, I'm going to go on to be a state finalist at a program called National American Miss.
And now we want to talk a little bit about your opportunity to be in this, right? Because this is something that's a national contest, is that right?
Yeah, it's a national contest, and it's a big deal. It's one of the only big ones that I've ever done. I first started out in countywide pageants. My first pageant ever was Miss Teen Butte County. And the first time that I went there, I didn't get anything, and I was the only girl to walk off stage with absolutely nothing.
Oh, my.
And then I came back, and I won the whole thing, so it just shows persistence.
No kidding. My gosh. From last to first.
Exactly.
That is the way to do it.
And I love pageants. It's not what you see on TV. The girls are actually really, really nice. So there's very little divas that I've ever seen, and I would like to think that I'm not one of them. So I'm going on to the national pageant. And I hope to really do well. I'm representing the North State. And I'm a local Paradise girl. I'm a senior at Paradise High School. And being a senior is scary, but going to pageants are even scarier.
Well, I got to imagine that it builds your confidence, doesn't it? I mean, going through it, just going through it, and then going through it a second time and winning has got to do a lot for your confidence.
It's absolutely insane. It was a last-minute decision between me and my mother 2 weeks before I decided to come back to Miss Teen Butte County. I was thinking that I wasn't going to do it, and then decided that if the pageant went by and I wasn't in it, I would be extremely disappointed. So I decided to go.
There's another thing that they say. Don't ever not do something you will regret not doing. So
yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what we're trying to raise money for you to get to this national scholarship competition. And I know your friends at Quiznos up in Paradise are doing a little something special for you.
Oh, yeah. They've been absolutely great. All the businesses in Paradise have been really supportive. So the raffle drawing, there's 25 different prizes in all. We're giving away really cool stuff. Everything from a diamond necklace, a $100 gift basket, free food from local merchants. And I really think that this is a generous raffle, and I'm only asking a dollar for each ticket, so it fits everyone's price range, because I'm raising my money a dollar at a time.
Going about it the old-fashioned way.
Absolutely. My mom's deal is that I have to raise 100% of the funds by myself for all the pageants that I want to do, so it keeps me grounded.
So the deadline to get your tickets is tomorrow, right? They're having a big drawing tomorrow?
Yeah, there is going to be a live drawing at Quiznos Sub up on Skyway in Paradise. And if you want to stop by, you can pick up a ticket there at Quiznos Sub, and we're going to have honorary princesses, my friends dressed up in prom dresses.
All right.
And they're going to be signing outside of the store to remind you all on Skyway driving down there that you can stop by Quiznos. The drawing is at 5 o'clock, and I hope you all can come. It'd be really awesome.
So when you see the pretty, well-dressed girls out on the Skyway, you just turn in, and that's what's going on over there.
Yes.
What is involved in this national pageant that you're in? And what do you have to do to, not just get in it, but do well in it? What are some of the items?
There are preliminary things, like you have to be a good girl, and you can't have any weird, Facebook pictures.
Oh, my gosh. You're here on the Blaze. We've got to somehow scratch this right away.
Well, I think that after you get past the preliminaries, I don't personally do bathing suit competitions. I love food. I absolutely love food.
That's why you're an all-American girl.
Absolutely. I appreciate girls who have the confidence to go on stage. It's not just personally something that I do. But National American Miss is, not a beauty pageant. I call it an inner beauty pageant. It's how well you present yourself on stage and how well you interview. And there's an interview, a formal walk, and something else, a third thing that's all probably really important, but I'm blanking out.
I think if you win 2 out of 3, you're in good shape.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right. Sierra, good luck. I appreciate you coming down and getting all dressed up for us.
Oh, my gosh. It's been so fun.
All right. Fantastic. Well, good luck with the raffle tomorrow. It's Quiznos Sub in Paradise. Final chance to help out Sierra as she's going for the National Scholarship Competition. Thank you for joining us today. We've got more Hit Country on the way for you. Tim McGraw and Blake Shelton straight ahead on 103.5. The Blaze.